This travel show is brought to you by Ted Blank, Luxury Travel and Adventures.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sand and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Travel Show with your host, Ted Blank of Ted Blank Luxury Travel and Adventure. And as we do every week, we talk about your dream vacation and how Ted Blank can make it a reality. How have you been? I haven't seen you forever.
I know. It seems like a long time. I've been doing well. I'm very much enjoying spring.
Oh, I know.
In Minnesota, isn't it beautiful?
It is so beautiful. Is this the time of year, though, where people are knowing they're just coming off a hard winter and they know what's to come, so they're thinking way ahead
to
their next trip?
Some people are. Some people are kind of anticipating those trips they have planned for this summer already. So a lot of people will be leaving on trips in the next couple weeks. So it gets to be a busy time for me again.
Oh, I bet. So what are we going to talk about today, please?
Well, we're going to talk over the next couple of weeks about some of the trips that I personally will be hosting in 2024. And so oftentimes I get asked by people, oh, you know, that sounds like a really neat trip. Are you ever going to be leading a trip there?
Oh, that's
and
so nice,
yeah,
isn't
so
it? That's a
people have asked that for many years, and I thought, well, it'd be kind of a neat thing to do. So I started doing it a few years ago, and I try to do 4 or 5 trips a year. So we're going to talk about them over the next couple of weeks. And I thought we could go in chronological order and start out with a spring trip.
So you're talking about spring of 2024.
Spring of 2024, late April, early May.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about it.
Yeah, and this is it's a river cruise on the Seine River. And it starts out in Paris, the capital of France. Spend 2 nights in Paris. And then we'll take 7 nights on a river cruise. And our destination, the end of the river cruise, will be Normandy, where the D-Day landings took place. And 2024 happens to be the 80th anniversary of those D-Day landings. So there will be some special commemorations and things like that going on. But, you know, as they always say, wait, there's more. And so after the river cruise...
That's pretty special.
Yeah, that's pretty special to begin with. But we're actually going to keep going and head down a little farther into Brittany and spend 3 nights there before going back to Paris and going home. So it's a 2-week trip. Yeah.
So I'm looking at a map, Ted, and it looks like it's almost a triangle.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. And we'll leave some of these flyers here on the desk at KDWA, so if anybody wants to stop in and pick one up, they're welcome to do that. Or they can visit my website, tedblanktravel.com, and I've got this trip on there as well. But yeah, we kind of go in a triangle. Start in Paris, go a little bit north on the river, up to the ocean, then head south, and then head back.
This is part cruise, this is part land, this is really cool, and as you said, tracing a lot of history, French history, but also history that is part of our American
heritage
as well.
Yeah, so should we kind of dive into the
itinerary? I would love to hear, yes,
a little bit?
Please.
Yeah, well, so starts out, we'll be flying overnight to Europe, and all the flights to Europe are overnight, so typically you leave here late in the afternoon or early evening, get to Paris in the morning of the next day. And there will be a transfer that will take you right to our hotel.
The easy part.
Easy part. Yep. Yep. Paris is a big airport, but the easy part is getting to the hotel. And then we start off with a little wine reception. You know, what a more appropriate way to start out a trip to France. And you'll have a chance to meet the other folks who are traveling with us.
So your trips are how big? How many people?
You know,
it depends.
So I usually try to keep them to about 16 people. That's usually about the number I like to do. The ship holds about 112 people, so there'll be other folks on board. But I like to keep the group small. So, you know, small enough that folks can get to know each other, but big enough that people can do their own thing during the day if they want to.
Perfect.
Yeah. So we'll have 2 nights in a hotel in Paris and an opportunity to visit the city. So if you've never been to Paris before, you'll get a chance to see the major sights there. If you've been to Paris before, we're also going to do some kind of different things as well. And one of those, I think, is kind of a neat thing. It's a illuminated artwork tour. And so some of the famous Impressionist works, and we'll talk about those in a little bit as well. Some of those, they actually have an old palace where they illuminate them and they make sort of a sound and light show out of these beautiful paintings. So we'll have
How
a chance
cool
to
is
see
that.
Yeah, so a little different than going to the Standard Museum, but kind of a neat thing to do.
So when you say illuminated, it's lights then?
It's lighted, okay. Yep, it's lighted. They had a little version of it here in Minneapolis last year. They had some Van Gogh paintings, but these are going to be different, and they're going to be kind of specific to France. And some of them give a little preview, but a couple days down the road, we'll actually visit the gardens at Giverny. And Giverny is where Monet painted mm-hmm. the water lilies. So you'll get a chance to see those paintings all illuminated and brought to life and then actually see where they're painted.
So it's almost an immersion or something.
It is, yeah, kind of a sound and light show that you're right in the middle of. Very, very cool.
Okay, so this is something that, again, we don't have to worry about a transfer there or anything. You take care of everything for
us. Yeah, everything is taken care of, and the guides will all be English-speaking. So if you don't speak French, no worries. I do, although it's been a long time, and sometimes I wonder if the French can understand me. I wonder that in English sometimes, too. But no, so everything is done in English. Everything is really well laid out. So there's plenty of time to do things together as a group, and there's also time to do things on your own, do a little independent exploring.
I know you have been to France many, many times, but what are some of the misconceptions maybe that people have about the French or about France?
I think the first misconception that people have is that the French are rude.
Yes, I was just going
to... It's really not true. I mean, you always have to remember that Paris is a little bit like New York.
Okay.
And so everybody in New York is always kind of in a hurry.
Yes.
And everyone in Paris is always in kind of a hurry.
Okay.
But the French don't smile like we do.
And why is that?
I don't know. It's just kind of a cultural thing. If you and I were walking, you know, walking and didn't know each other and we saw each other
I'd
on the sidewalk,
well,
we'd have
Ted
to smile
Blank.
At each other. Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of a natural thing. But in France, they don't do that. And so I think sometimes people perceive that to be rudeness.
Okay.
But it's not. It's just a cultural
thing.
The French have a great sense of humor.
And the other misconception I think that people have is perhaps that they don't like tourists. And especially Americans.
Yeah, no, that's not true at all. Tourism is a major part of their economy.
Yes.
Yeah, no, tourists are welcomed with open arms, and the hospitality industry in France is well-developed. Excellent tour guides, some of the best museums in the world. Great place to go on vacation.
So after we go out and we see this tour of the gardens and everything, what happens next then?
So 2 nights in Paris, and then we actually embark on our ship.
That's so cool.
And we'll be on the ship for 7 nights. And so the ship will kind of slowly sail up the Seine River, which is the river right in the heart of Paris.
And what will this ship look like, please?
So it's a typical European river cruise ship. They're long, they're narrow, and they're pretty low.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you've been on an ocean cruise before, you would kind of get a flavor for what the staterooms would look like. This is a pretty narrow river, so the ship is a little smaller than the ones on some of the other rivers in Europe. They have what are called French balconies, appropriately enough, which really means you can open up a sliding door and there's a railing and you can lean out.
Oh, sure.
The river's too small for there to be full balconies. But beautiful little ship, like I said, about 112 passengers, great food, excellent staff, just a real pleasant way to spend a week.
Do you think that the food is more French then? Because
they're actually going to offer you some choices.
Okay.
So you'll be able
even though it's a small ship.
Even though it's a small ship, you can be as American as you want or you can be as French as you want. You'll have the opportunity to kind of mix and match. And one of the things that this particular cruise line, which is called Ama Waterways, does that really sets them apart, they have what's called the chef's table. And the chef's table is a little restaurant on the back of the ship, and it's included in the fare. And once a week, everyone is invited to go there for a 6 or 7 course tasting menu. You know, all those little small courses.
That's my favorite kind of meal.
You can actually watch the chef. Yeah, you can watch the chef make it there. It's really a cool kind of a gourmet experience to add to the trip. So what a perfect way to watch the sunset in France is to be on the chef's table.
Oh, I love that. So we're on the ship. Is it still called a ship?
Yeah, it's called a ship.
Okay.
Yep.
And Will we be able to see the countryside as we go down the Seine River?
Absolutely. You will never be out of sight of shore.
And that's kind of cool then, isn't it?
It's beautiful. Very scenic. Very scenic. And the good news is if the ship sinks, your feet might get wet.
Stop it.
No worries about a
that
Titanic.
That would be bad news.
The ship is always within sight of
You've
shore.
You've never, ever talked about a ship sinking. No. Why are you doing that,
Ted? Well, just a joke. But you'll always be inside of shore. And many times the ship will be docked. And so you'll have an opportunity to get off and explore the little towns. There are also guided excursions that are included in the fair that are offered every day. And so some days we'll go visit a castle. There's one where you can actually go visit a bee farm where they raise honey. Some wineries. I mentioned the gardens at Giverny. The city of Rouen in France. Very famous city. Beautiful medieval town center. Very, very well restored. It's also where Joan of Arc was burned at the stake. So you can see that. And then we kind of make our way to Normandy. And over the course of the week, as we start to get closer to Normandy, more of the World War II sites and things will start to weave into the trip. So we'll have an opportunity to visit the D-Day Museum in the city of Caen.
To kind of get our hearts ready for
what's... Yeah, to kind of get ready for it, because it was a very complicated operation in the middle of a very big war. And so to understand the historical context, I think, first of all, is really helpful. Because then when you do get there, you understand that, and you also have that very moving experience of being there. So the last night on the ship, then we'll disembark, and we'll spend a whole day exploring the D-Day landing beaches in Normandy. Which is really, like I said, it's an incredible experience, very moving. Interesting just to understand how things happened. Like, why was it so difficult to storm these beaches? And why did they pick here versus someplace else to have the landings?
But once you see it, you understand.
Once you see it, you really do start to understand it. And you also start to understand why certain places were really bad and others were relatively easy to liberate. And so it's a very interesting experience, I think, on many, many levels. And it's a really beautiful part of the country as well. So you just have this interesting juxtaposition of the scars of war and yet life going on as it goes on. So it's a fascinating experience. And I think everybody should go there at least once in their lives and see it and experience it. And, you know, see the American cemetery, see the German cemetery. I mean, there's a lot to see and digest there. So we have a whole day of doing that. And it's probably the highlight of the trip.
Mm-hmm. And as you said, because they're marking such an important anniversary, there'll be some extra things going on.
Yeah, a lot of extra things going on as well that we'll be able to see and participate in.
So from there, where do you go?
So then we keep going down along the coast to a city called St. Malo.
Yep.
M-A-L-O. And it's a walled city. So it's kind of a medieval walled city. And back in the day, it was a major port in France, because it's very close to Paris. And so it's where Jacques Cartier actually set off to explore the New World when he explored the St. Lawrence River and Canada. And now it's more of a historic, you know, kind of a regional capital. But it's really just a good place to base ourselves. And we'll be there for 3 nights.
St. Malo.
Right in St. Malo, right on the edge of Brittany in Normandy. And we'll take some day trips out there. Probably the highlight of that is a visit to Mont Saint-Michel.
Is that a monastery?
Yeah, Mont Saint-Michel is a monastery, an abbey.
An abbey, yes.
Which I guess is the same thing. And it's located on a little island that you can only access at low tide. And at high tide, it's cut off from the mainland. So they've built kind of a causeway now, so tourists can get out there all the time. But just incredibly scenic, incredibly beautiful. The region is full of wineries. Also, they grow a lot of apples there. And so they use those apples to make Calvados, which is apple brandy and apple cider, and they make a lot of cheese as well. So it's kind of like a Wisconsin, kind of like Wisconsin on the Atlantic Ocean. They make,
is it though?
No, very different. They make camembert cheese, which is that soft cheese, kind of like
brie. A brie almost,
yeah, like
or something.
A brie.
Okay.
So lots of very big agricultural area as well.
So that's pretty special. I would assume that not everybody gets to go there.
No, we're getting kind of a little bit off the beaten path now. And these are places where if you weren't planning to go there, you probably wouldn't get. And particularly along the river cruise portion of it, we have a chance to go visit a couple chateaus. And these
and
are
what
ones,
does that mean?
A chateau is a castle.
Oh, castle.
Of some
okay.
sort. Most of them aren't huge.
Yep.
You know, they're sort of castles of the upper middle class back in the day.
Sure.
So these wouldn't be the castles that maybe you'd ever heard of, but they're just beautiful. And incredible grounds, beautiful gardens. I mean, if there's one theme that's going to kind of weave through this beyond the D-Day pieces, you know, it's late spring, April and May, so the flowers will be out, the gardens will be at their peak. I mean, it'll be really a beautiful time to do that.
And what would the temperatures be like, do you think?
It can be quite variable.
Okay.
But I would say you should probably plan on sort of 60s to 70s during the day.
Kind of like our spring
here. Yeah, when you get to the ocean, it can be wet and windy. The D-Day landings, which took place in early June, were almost disrupted by kind of a winter storm that came in and brought the cold air from the North Atlantic. So it was really choppy and really wet. So you can get that occasionally. But I would say probably mid-70s is a good benchmark.
So then from there, where do we go?
So then it's time to go back to Paris. And so along the way, we will stop in the city of Orléans and visit a beautiful cathedral. And that's one of the most beautiful cathedrals in France. And then we head back to Paris and spend a night at a hotel and fly home the next day.
So what sort of a pace is this?
I think it's a very well-paced tour. You can count on probably about a half day of sightseeing and a half day of free time.
Yep.
Maybe sometimes there'll be a little bit of scenic cruising kind of scattered in there, but it's a really good pace. You know, it's busy enough that you get to see a lot and get engaged, but it's also not so overwhelming that you come home dead tired.
And you're seeing a lot, but the best part is you're on the river for a lot of it, and so you don't have to unpack and pack.
No,
and
really
all that.
We're kind of moving twice, you know, from the hotel in Paris to the ship, from the ship to the hotel in Saint-Malo, and then go home. So that makes it nice too. No
Absolutely.
Packing and unpacking.
So if people are interested in learning more about this, how could they go about it?
Yeah, so you can actually visit my website, tedblanktravel.com, and I have all the information on this trip posted there. You can click on a link called Travel With Me, and we've got the whole itinerary and details on pricing and everything like that. Or you can give me a call. Give me a call at 651-964-8245, and I'm happy to email you the little flyer, chat with you more about it, and see if it's the right fit for you. Or we'll leave some of the flyers here at KDWA that folks can pick up if you happen to be in the area and want to swing by.
Ted, I love that. And I think one of the things that I've learned from you also is that the smaller the ship, really, the more attention you're going to get.
Yeah, you really do get a very high level of personal service. The crew is very service-focused. You know, when you leave at the end of the week, it's kind of hard. It sort of feels like you're leaving your Ama Waterways family behind. So it is interesting. People will go back and take river cruise after river cruise because they really love that feeling. But the staff is great. They take really good care of you. And they're used to traveling with Americans. And so they understand how maybe we do things a little differently than Europeans might.
Well, this sounds really wonderful. And again, this is a trip that you can go on with our friend Ted Blank. And I think that would make it all the more special. And the tie-in to D-Day and the timing of that is
that
really...
Yeah, that was kind of what prompted me to choose this trip. I think that having that little extra layer of history makes it just that much more of a special time.
Absolutely. Well, it's not too early to start planning. Again, the dates are April 27th through May 4th, and Ted can help put this together.
Absolutely.
Great to see you.
Good
Thank
to see you.
You so much. And you are listening to another edition of The Travel Show with your host, Ted Blank, of Ted Blank Luxury Travel and Adventure. This travel show has been brought to you by Ted Blank, Luxury Travel and Adventures.